Well, Master's Call family, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise your holy name. Your kingdom come, Lord, and your will be done here on this earth that you call the Master's Call of artists, as it is in heaven. Thank you for giving us the Artists International family, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you for our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, Alejandro and Elvia, Godmother Dorothy Cook, the Kings of Artists, and our Master's Call family. Holy Spirit, come upon each and every speaker and listener. Open our hearts and our ears to receive your message, Lord. We praise your greatness, Lord, from generation to generation, for your kingdom and your glory and your power. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Master's Call family, again, this is Rebecca Thomas from Snellville, Georgia, and it was an honor and a Jesus joy privilege to greet you on this Reaching Forward to Those Things Which Are Ahead Friday. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us and for the tag Reaching Forward for the Good Things Friday. So we thank you for bringing that to our attention, and we definitely will do it. God bless you. It was great seeing you in Las Vegas. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings from Inglewood, California, and on behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. See, this call has been going forth mightily every Monday through Friday without a beat, each and every day, without fail, from October the 25th of 2010. And so we thank God that he has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we always start this call off in prayer. We have a message, and then we end this call in prayer. And then because today is Friday, we take your prayer request. And so I am sending out on behalf of the TMC family the happiest of birthday greetings to our prayer general at this time, the Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We celebrate you. We honor you on this day, and we love you each and every single day. And we hope that this will be one of the best years that you will ever have and that you will celebrate. So if you are joining us for the first time, we welcome you, and we invite you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages have been archived on our website. You will also see the bios for all of our ministers and speakers on our website. Also, you will see there is a place on you just to share with us your feedback for the Master's Call, or maybe you have a question that you want to have answered, or maybe you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a testimony. So we also have an email address that you could send that information to, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. And that email address is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and you will receive a response. So maybe you want to be a host or a greeter, or there's a message that you want to share with the masses, but there are opportunities here that are available for you on the Master's Call. And then immediately following this call every day, We have the honor to head over to the new morning motivational call. Yes, I did say new. That means that every day something new is going on the new morning motivational call. And that telephone number is 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539598#. That's 641-715-3865. And again, the access code is 539598#. Today we will have the power of five. We have five artists, entrepreneurs, and artist leaders that will be leading that call today. Charlie Lewis, Delia Hernandez, Artemis Whitaker, Promise Campbell, and Candida Chapman Levi. So please join the Power of Five immediately following this call, or either you may be staying on for part two of this call, which is prayer requests, praise reports, and testimonies. Also, I want to let you know that every single day, Monday through Friday, we have been having a phenomenal call that has been going on with our newest vice president in Artist International, Mr. Clement Boyd. And so please, please, please make sure that today at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you join us on that call. That number is 712-432-1699, and the PIN code is 857-150#. It will be the best 15 minutes of your life. Don't come on that call by yourself. Get your guests on the call. You will hear an overview of Artist International and also be privy to what Project 5000 is really about. So make sure you're there. But now I hope you have your Bibles, your pens, your notepads, your tablets, because it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so this speaker, if you were here with us on Wednesday, you would have heard her voice here on the Master's Call. She is none other than the kind, the anointed, the intellectual Minister Kai Brown. Yeah, she is our TMC sister here on the Master's Call. She is doing great things out there in Norcross, Georgia. And I'm telling you, I love her greatly. She never misses a beat with anything that she does, and she does it in excellence. Minister Kai Brown was born in New York City and currently resides in Norcross, Georgia. She received her BS in electrical engineering, and I'm telling you, she is doing mighty things in the engineering field. She is the mother of the phenomenal and amazing, getting ready to graduate out of college, Christopher. And so at this time, it is an honor to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the phenomenal, the amazing, the fearful, and wonderful one, Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Wow. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And Minister Tiffany, as always, bright and early, with a smile and sunshine in your voice, for hosting this call. Of course, I want to say thank you to the two women of God for their obedience in starting the call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And of course, most importantly, giving all thanks and praise to our God, because he loves us best. So as Minister Tiffany mentioned, I started a message on Wednesday called Restored Authentic Body of Christ. And we were going through the letters of what we need to do to be restored. And, of course, to be restored, we know Jesus did the heavy lifting in that. He went to the cross to restore us to right relationship with God. So I'm just going to run through the first four letters real quick, and then we'll get on with the message. So the first R in restored was for repent. We must be in a repentant state so that God will hear our prayers. So we have to always remember that when we fall short, we must go to him and ask him to forgive us. We must go to him and repent. The first E in restored was for engage. We must engage both the saved and the unsaved alike, because our job is to continue to bring others into the kingdom. And if we don't engage people who are different from us, if we don't engage people who are not saved, then what are we really doing to enhance the kingdom? S was for stand, because we know that in this world we will have difficulties, we will have trials, we will have tribulations, and we will go through some things. But can we stand on our faith in that time? Can we stand for what we believe in that time, or will we wilt and falter? If we can't stand, then God can't trust us to continue to enhance our lives. He can't trust us with that next thing. And it's funny that I said God can't trust us, because the T in restored is for trust. We have to trust God with all that we are. We have to trust him with our finances, with our relationships, with our children. So those are the first four letters that I went through on Wednesday. So now we'll go to the O, which is to obey. And if you'll turn with me to 1 Samuel 15 and 22, has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice. So God tells us obedience is better than sacrifice. So if we look at Acts 5 and 22, but Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. So even the apostles knew, who were men, they weren't God, they were men. And they knew that it was better to obey God than to obey man. See, we want to listen to what man says and we want to do what he says, but are we really obeying God? Are we obeying God and doing what he has called us to do? John 14 and 15, if you love me, you will keep my commands. There's so many places throughout the word of God where he tells us that we need to be obedient. Does that mean that we don't think or we don't use our own minds? No, that's not what that means. God wants us to think. He wants us to use our minds. He wants us to make the right choice and obey his will and his word that he has given us for our lives. Think of Jesus and his obedience unto the cross. Jesus asked God to remove the cross from him. He asked him, if this cup can pass from me, please let it. But then he said, but nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. It's okay to have struggles. It's okay to ask God to remove things from you, as long as in the end, no matter what you do, you say, nevertheless, Lord, thy will be done. Because we know in the end, obedience, obeying God and doing what God gives us to do is what we need to be doing. See, even Jesus, who was God himself, obeyed God. He had a choice. He could have asked God to rain fire and cause all of this to be gone. But instead, he obeyed what God had, even unto the cross. Do we have that type of obedience? Can we walk that way? Can we walk in obedience to where we give our lives to Christ in such a manner that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, that we obey his word? We need to be pressing towards the mark of obedience like that. So the next R in restore is for read the word of God. We have got to read the word daily. Not just every now and then, not on occasion, but we need to be in the word of God every day. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Also, so if you don't know the scripture, then you can't do any of those things. You can't do correction, you can't give instruction, you can't reproof, you don't know doctrine. And the only way to know the word is to read it and to read it regularly. you can't just jump in the word every now and then and think that God that you're getting enough word, because the word is how we increase our faith. So we need to be in the word regularly. Psalms 119 and 105, your word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path. So you're going to be walking around in the dark stumbling if you don't have a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. But how do you get that word? You get that word by reading it. You can't avoid reading the word of God if you truly want to be a part of that restored, authentic body of Christ. You've got to read the word. Psalms 119, 18, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your laws, out of your word. It's not like God is giving us an option. We have a choice, but we don't really have an option. You can choose not to read the word, but there are consequences for every choice. And wisdom would be to choose to read the word of God, because the more you read the word of God, the more you gird up your loins, the more protection you have, the easier it is for you to speak the word when the enemy tries to come against you. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I don't know about you, but I'm all for being prosperous and having good success. And so how do you do that? You meditate on the word day and night. Not occasionally. You don't open a book every once a week when you go to church on Sundays and Wednesdays. You meditate on it day and night. It is very clear that God had purpose for you to meditate on the word, for you to really get into it. How do you meditate on something if you haven't read it? You can't meditate on it if you're not reading it and diving into it and just, you know, dividing it and seeking to understand it more and more every time you get into it. You have got to be willing to truly immerse yourself in the word of God. You've got to be willing to take that much time and read the word so that you'll know the word, so that when something comes up, you can speak the word. See, you can't speak life if you don't know what life is. See, and life is the word of God. We have got to make sure that we are doing that which God has called us to do, and a part of that is spending time in his word daily. Now, to be transparent, there are times when I struggle to get in the word every day. Now, I pray every day. And I spend time just listening to hear what God has to say. But there are some times when I'm just tired or I'm rushing around, and I get out of line, because that's what that is. And I don't jump in my word every day. But I know that God convicts me and says, okay, you need to get in my word. You've been spent a couple of days, get in. So we all fall short and miss it sometimes and allow the cares of the world to get us so bound up that we don't do what we're supposed to do. But then what do? We repent and we restore ourselves to right relationship, and we begin to do what we know is right. And reading the word is a huge part of that. The next letter in restored is the E, and that is for edify. And edify is defined as building up in the Christian context. It means strengthening one or being strengthened in relationship with God, the Christian walk, and holiness. As Christians, we should want to edify one another and edify ourselves. So we will go to Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good and necessary for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. See, we're supposed to be imparting grace, and the only way to do that is to edify, to build up, to lift up. What would you feel like if every time you turned around, somebody was tearing you down? If you were being beaten and belittled every time you opened your mouth? But we should be edifying one another, building us up. And Titus 1:9 says, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine, both to edify and convict those who contradict. So we are supposed to edify. Let God take care of the conviction. We are supposed to edify the body of Christ. We're supposed to edify one another. We're supposed to lift each other up and build each other up so that we may continue to fight the good fight of faith. We are to avoid divisive people. Romans 16 and 17. Now I urge you, brethren, not those who cause division and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learn and avoid. And avoid them. So Paul is edifying yourself is to not be around negative people. If you are constantly around negative people who are constantly tearing you down and destroying what God is building, then you're working against his will, his purpose. Now, I'm not saying constructive criticism and those words meaning that we need to convict us and to keep us walking according to God's word. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about those harsh and destructive words that kill and maim and destroy instead of speaking life. Do you want to speak life into one another? We want to make sure that we are not only edifying God, we are edifying his people, and we are even edifying ourselves. So the final D is that we must disciple. Now, God gave us a mandate in Matthew 28:19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's not a request. It's not an, oh, by the way, if you get some time, make disciples of all nations. No. It's very clear. He gives us a direct order. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we don't have the option of not engaging the unsaved, because you can't make disciples if you're just dealing with people who are already saved, because they should already be disciples. We've got to engage those who are not saved. John 15 and 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciples. If your tree is barren and you're not bearing fruit, then it's time to allow God to prune you, to cut away some of those dead leaves and those dead branches so that you can again begin to produce the fruit that God is talking about. Sometimes, you know, pruning is not fun. Having things cut away is not fun. But unless you are bearing fruit, then you cannot be my disciple. It says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciple. 2 Timothy 2:15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to make sure that we are discipling others, that we are bringing people into the kingdom of God, because that is our job. God desires to be in relationship with us. He desires that we are restored to right relationship with him. So we must truly, truly, truly make sure we take time to disciple others. So I just want to make sure that you understand that it is always a process. And in that process, we have to make sure that we are doing our part to be restored. I know that it's not always easy. We struggle sometimes, but if we continue to get up each and every day and press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, and continue to do our part to be restored, God will continue to keep us and guide us and direct our path. But we must always do our part. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, on part two of that message on being restored. So prophetic and right on time. Thank you so much, woman of God. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us benediction number one of this master's call. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Oh, amazing God, we just thank you. We just bless you and we celebrate you. honor you because you created each and every single one of us. And when you created us, you made us fearfully and wonderfully made. And we are tailor-made. Each of us are a masterpiece. And so we thank you for creating us. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for your unconditional love. And we thank you for restoring us. And so on this day, God, we ask that you would just create within us a clean heart. Renew the right spirits within us, that as we go out into the marketplace, God, that we will be the light in those places that are dark, that we will illuminate your grace, your goodness, your love to someone else, Father, that we would share the gifts that you have blessed us with, God, that you would fill us up until we overflow, and that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, because we have the victory and we win. So, God, I speak right now deliverance and healing on this call right now. I lift up Leroy to you right now. I speak total and complete healing from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak comfort right now to Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family. I speak comfort right now to Minister Candy. I speak comfort right now to all of those who just need your loving arms wrapped around them so that they can rest in your peace, in your strength, oh God. And I thank you right now for what you're doing, God. We thank you that you are just doing some new and greater things in our lives. We celebrate Minister Brenda Terrell, and we thank you for keeping her another year, Father. Nothing broken in the name of Jesus, that every single thing that she needs that you have already provided for her, Father. We thank you right now for each and every caller under the sound of my voice, and I pray that you will continue to do new and greater things in their lives. Thank you for Artist International and for the Diaz de Leon family sharing an appointment with us that has definitely changed our life because we have allowed it to, as we have allowed you to come into our lives and make us brand new. So we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you. We thank you for the good things, those things that are pure, that are noble, that we can trust, that are admirable. We thank you for every single thing that you're doing in our lives. And we give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. And we go out with anticipation and expectation that great things, greater and newer things, are on the way for us in this day. In Jesus' name, I decree it and I declare it, and it is so. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677 pound. Some of you will be heading over to the new morning motivational call where the power of five will be happening with five phenomenal leaders, and that number is 641-715-3865, and the code is 539598 pound. Please, please, please make sure you are on the call in big numbers tonight, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time at 712-432-1699, and the PIN code is 857-150 pound. That will be the corporate overview call of Artist Life and also the beginning of Project 5000. So please, please make sure that you adhere to the announcements that have been given. We love each and every single one of you, and thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. We look forward to hearing you again on Monday. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, again for greeting us and seating us and opening us up in prayer. Minister Kai, thank you again greatly for that message on being restored. And at this time, I'm going to ask if you would come back to the line and give us our benediction for part one of this call. And then following Minister Ty's benediction, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Go ahead, Minister Ty.
Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for being such an amazing host at ODOC 30 in the morning. And Minister Brenda, happy, happy birthday. May God continue to bless and keep you and pour into you the way you pour into us. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only God, our Savior, be majesty, glory, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we want to thank you because you love us best. Have an amazing day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours. Dr. V?
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Good morning, TMC family. Minister Cobb, thank you for that powerful, powerful word this morning that really ministered to our heart, being restored. You got us started on Wednesday, and we so appreciate you bringing it home today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, a big thanks to our Miss Rebecca out in Snailville, Georgia, outside of Atlanta, for greeting each and every one of us this morning. It was such a joy and a pleasure to spend time with you in Las Vegas. Thank you for being a part of the team and greeting our TMC family this morning. And what can I say to the host with the most, our adorable Minister Tiffany? We just thank you for all you do and such an awesome job this morning. To my prayer general, before we get started, I want to, and we are just believing God for one of the best birthdays ever. You truly are an angel on earth. You are such a blessing. Your countenance, you're in the anointing of God on your life. You have been such a phenomenal prayer general. I believe in giving people their flowers while they're alive to smell them. And you always bring in a sweet aroma of the Holy Ghost because of the life you live, woman of God. You truly are that Proverbs 31 woman. So happy, happy birthday. And also, again, I want to remind all of us to really chew on that word of being restored. We'll have all of that posted on our Facebook. We appreciate you, Minister Kai. We thank you for your recovery. I think many of you all know she had a knee replacement surgery, and she's back on the mend, and we just so thank God for her. Well, today, well, we always open up the line and take prayer requests, praise reports from our family. All you have to do is hit star 6, then 1, and you will come into the queue. Want to give a few updates that I do know about for those who've been praying. I did speak and pray with Kendra. She was on her way, so hopefully it was complete to be transitioned to a new place, a new home. Kendra Carter, we've been praying for. She just started having these coughing spells, and then they told her it was bronchitis, and then they would say other things, but she's on that artist product. She had me laughing, saying I was making my aide go back to the house and bring it back. She'd forgotten my artist products, and I just got to have them. So we're going to continue to lift up Ms. Kendra Carter there in Maryland. She has been such a testimony, but she's feeling better, doing better, so positive, and we're just believing God for her total recovery. I also spoke with Godmother. Leroy came through his surgery fine, having a lot of challenges with the stent that they put in his arm, and he did very well, and she was very relieved last night, so we did get the praise report, so continue to pray for his speedy recovery for her son, Leroy. We are also continuing to lift up Dr. PK and her family. That will take a while because to lose anybody is hard, but a 17-year-old young lady, her niece at the prime and the cusp of her life, even though we have the powerful testimony of so many who came to the altar and gave their lives to Christ at her homegoing, we still pray for their time of grieving as they walk through this season, trusting in God for his faithfulness through this time. So if anyone would like to hit *6 and then 1, we'll be happy to lift you up in prayer, to hear your prayer requests, to hear your praise reports. Of course, the biggest praise report we all have who went to Las Vegas is God truly, truly, truly honored our prayers for a phenomenal conference. I cannot say it enough. As a prophetic voice and ear, there was such a clear, different spirit there at the conference, one of unity, of love, of peace. And just everyone came with expectation open to hear and to learn. And we are continuing to pray for Clement Boyd. If you've not listened to those calls that Ms. Tiffany just told us about for 6 and 9 Pacific and for 8 and 11 for Central and 9 and midnight for East Coast time frames, but it's only a 15-minute call, extremely professional, that you want to get your people on the line. He is God sent, and I've enjoyed speaking with him, praying with him. He loves the Lord and wants to do it the right way, and we have total expectation. We want to pray for the 5,000 in 90 days, knowing God hears and will answer prayer. So I just want to give that powerful praise report that I have never missed a conference since I have joined Artists July 31st, 2008. So I've been around a while, but I have never felt such a pure, clear, clean spirit of hope, of honesty, of unity in the spirit as we experienced there in Las Vegas. And I know we didn't have all to do with it, but we had something to do with it because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And for those who weren't able to go, but you prayed for us, there's truly a star in your crown because we're all part of Artists. So I want to just say thank you for that. Continue to pray. Continue to cover and call out Clement Boyd. You know, the devil is the devil, and I'm not surprised when he's the devil. We already have ex-artist people trying to contact him to tell him all that they had wrong that happened with Artists, and that's a sad indictment of the saints who are the babe was calling. But, you know, you don't miss what you had and you leave it, and instead of just repenting and making it right, you'd rather try to tear down. Well, we don't have to speak revenge because God will handle them, but we do have to pray and cover Clement Boyd to call out his name in prayer. His heart is pure before God. He wants nothing from Artists but to help us grow to be the billion-dollar company that God ordained him to be. And as intercessors, that's what we really are here for TMC. Our purpose is to intercede for Artists. I'm asking each and every one of you to do your part and to call out Alejandra and Elvia as they are truly the captains of the ship, and for us to follow the leadership and the strategy to get these 5,000 more. Then I believe in God for 7,000. I had him laughing. I said, that's a complete number. I don't want to stop at 5. God's going to blow our minds in these 90 days. All righty. Well, we have one person in the queue so far. Miss Deborah from New York. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Awareness Wednesday.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and Artist family. I thank God for that timely word this morning, being restored, as I'm still in my season of healing and restoration, but God is so good. So I thank God for that word. And I'm asking for prayer for the Cameron family, as my uncle went on to be with the Lord yesterday. So I'm asking for prayer for the Cameron family.
All right, we've got that down. We will definitely be lifting you and your family up. Is this your mother's brother or?
My mom's sister. It's her husband.
Okay. Right. I don't know my sister. All righty, we got it. Thank you very much. All righty. You know, as I was talking, remember we were praying for Pastor Everett Thomas. He was believing God for the finances, and a praise report is that God did supply, and he was able to hang out with us. So we, all those who have financial needs, we are definitely covering you in prayer. I believe in God that we have some testimonies for some awesome end of months. Many of us are tired because we're working hard to and big last month. All right, well, no one else is coming to queue, so we'll go on to the Lord in prayer so that we can all head on over to the MMC, the new MMC, this morning. Oh, of course, when I said that, someone hopped in the queue. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Is this the...
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. It's Minister Robin here in New Jersey. I do have a prayer request, and I want to say awesome message, Minister Kai, and happy birthday prayer, General Minister Brenda. My prayer request is for my father's next-door neighbor. His name is Mr. Jubit. He went home to be with the Lord. So if we can just lift up the Jubit family, the patriarch now of the family is his grandson, Aaron, and Aaron is just 22 years young. So he still has grandma there and his entire family also. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. And we'll definitely, neighbor, be lifting that family up. There's two homegoings. We'll definitely be covering those families in prayer. Thank you, thank you. We always love to hear from Minister Robin. She did also such a phenomenal job when she was our prayer general, and that's the way God does it, that he passes the baton on, and we always continue to grow as we are encouraging others to let people know about this call so we can grow. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just are excited, and we thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and with expectation for what you will do. We thank you that this truly has been a phenomenal time of ministry today. We thank you for that word of being restored. We send the words of virtue, of stirring up the gifts back into Minister Kai, reminding us that we all are being restored, and there's something we must do, and you will definitely do all we cannot do. So I thank you that you're blessing the woman of God for being your messenger and your mouthpiece today. I thank you for all of the TNC family as on this line. Let them feel a special touch from you. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family as we cover them up and lift them up in prayer. We thank you for the blood hedge of protection around our new ED, Clement Boyd. We pray for him. We speak blessings on him. We thank you that we call this 90 days for 5,000 campaign successful. We call it successful. We pray for a success, for its divine favor, for us to do our part and watch you, Daddy God, to go before us and make all the crooked pathways straight and the rough places smooth. We thank you, Father, for the praise reports from Dorothy for a successful surgery for Leroy. We thank you for your hand and your touch, your Jehovah Rapha, on our beloved Kendra Carter. Even for those we don't know about, we just thank you, Daddy God, that you're doing a great work. We continue to send words of comfort to Dr. PK and her family with the homegoing of Eshka, and we just continue to speak healing to their heart. We thank you for Deborah as we lift her family up with the homegoing of the Cameron, Matrix, the patriarch, and we just speak blessings and comfort and peace to her mother's sister, as her husband is there now with you. So we just thank you that your presence be there. We lift up Robin's prayer request for Mr. Jubilant's family, with his home going, and for this young man of God who stands up as the man of the family. And we just thank you that even in this time of transition, that we'll lean on you. And Father, as I always say, give us the wisdom and the strength not to put a comma where you have put your period, that where we don't understand, we can't trace your hand, we do trust your heart, that you love us more and you know all about it. So we just thank you, Daddy God, for what you're doing. Now, Father, we're excited about all the new things that you're doing in our lives as we're your ministers in the marketplace, the divine connections that you've given us, the strategic setups and Holy Ghost hookups that you've presented us with, that we'll be good stewards of all you have blessed us with. Thank you for the TMC family. We thank you for the lives that have been touched, that have been encouraged by the words that have gone forth. Give us many, many more years to be your servant, to be your hand extended, to be a link, a thread that knits our artist family with a kindred spirit based on your agape love. Now, we just thank you as we leave this call, but never your presence, that your blessings abound in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you have pull all the veils off of our eyes, and we see truth, and we walk in integrity, and we embrace your favor, and we speak boldly what thus saith the word of the Lord. And we thank you as your ministers in the marketplace. We truly understand the power in your word and the authority we have as a believer. We thank you that we understand that we represent you. We're the living epistle. We're the only Jesus that many people will ever see. They will never darken the door of a church, but they will see our lives in demonstration, in commerce, in business, and see the integrity of the Holy Ghost be revealed. So as we go rejoicing. We go excited about the responsibility and yielded to the accountability and humble about the great use that you will do in us and through us by shining your light through us that others may be saved. Now we decree and declare a blessed birthday for our minister, Brenda. We declare a blessed weekend for all of us on this line, and until we come together again, oh, we love you, Daddy God. We adore you. We salute you. We magnify you, and we do that best by being your servant, by being your voice, by being your eyes, by being your hands. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Everyone go out. Have a blessed weekend. We love you so much. Bye-bye.